I wish I could stay in this moment forever. Well, I guess I could, but then it wouldn't be a moment.
But you just gotta remember, with great power comes great bullshit.
Hello and welcome to Uncasting Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Brian.
And I'm one of your other hosts, Max. And today, if you couldn't already tell, we're talking about the video game Life is Strange. It was hella good, if you ask me. It's one of my favorite video games in the last, I guess, 5 years?
Yeah.
It's kind of old.
Released in 2015. Yeah, so it's really super old. It's 3 years old.
Yeah, and that's old in video game world.
I think I played it on your recommendation.
Yeah, it was a couple years after.
Played through it.
Yeah, I played them when they first came out back in the good old days of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And it finished up in October with all 5 episodes, and now they've had a prequel, and they're coming out with a second one. Well, it came out just a couple, like last week, didn't it?
It's not out yet. September 27th is when Life is Strange 2 drops.
I was saying it's come out already because we've posted this episode. It's already out.
Right. Time travel.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish I could go back and take that back.
Yes, the video game is already out. Number 2, the first episode, you can download that. I'm sure after this episode's done, we will be playing that game and having our casting choices for that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But in the meantime, we're here to talk about Life is Strange 1.
Yep, all 5 episodes of the first one. So this is a video game set in Oregon on the coast.
The fictional town of Arcadia Bay.
There is a lighthouse, though. If you ever come out to Oregon or have been to it, it's real. That lighthouse is real. And it follows the main characters, Max and Chloe, on their time-traveling adventure.
Right. Max is the one. Well, okay. If you didn't already know, and this is pretty much standard for any of our episodes, spoiler alert for this game. If you have any interest at all in this video game, I would suggest pause the podcast. We'll still be here. Go play through the episodes. It'd probably take you about a week.
Nah, probably about a day or so.
Well, each episode is probably like 4 hours of gameplay.
You can binge it.
Yeah.
We live in that kind of world now where you can just binge things.
But it's totally worth it. It won many, many awards, and for good reason. They spent most of the budget on the voice acting and the writing.
Yeah, which all video games should be spending their budget on those things.
I would tend to agree, yes. Not microtransactions or flashy gameplay.
Yeah, so let's get right into it then.
All right. So, Max, why don't you start?
Okay.
Let's by casting Max.
Max. So for Max, she is a, 18-year-old time traveler who you play as in the game. I chose Saoirse Ronan. I think the Irish actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she would play it really well, kind of the quiet. She's kind of a little bit quiet, nerdy type.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Saoirse could definitely play that role pretty well.
By the way, I'm no expert, but I think you nailed the pronunciation of that name.
Getting better. Getting better. And then my other choice for Max is Erin Kellyman. She was in the Solo film, the Star Wars story of Solo. She was the...
Oh, did she play bounty hunter?
The bounty hunter, yeah. I can't remember the bounty hunter's name, but I think she could definitely play Max pretty well, too.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I like that.
Who did you pick?
I was looking up the name of, well, you look up the name of that, the character from, Solo, and I will talk about my choices. So my first choice, I'm concerned that some of these choices might be a little old, but, cause I'm not, I mean, we're just amateurs at this. I'm not that up on up and coming, young actresses, but, my first choice, Emma Watson.
Yeah, I can definitely
see her. From the Harry Potter
her.
Movies.
Yeah.
She's kind of the physical type. I think she could play that kind of shy, nerdy, kind of introverted character very well. She is British, so she would have to do an American accent, but I think she's done that before.
Yeah, I've seen her use her American accent. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, yeah, definitely. She would definitely play Max really well. And she's not old. I think she's about my age.
Right, she could still convincingly play a high school senior. My second choice, I was trying to find something that she's been in. Rooney Mara.
Okay.
She, her big credit is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Now you said that. I
and
know
she kind of plays kind of a dissociated, quiet, character.
Yeah, I think she would be really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Less of the physical type from the video game, but I think personality wise, I think she could rock that.
Yeah, and definitely lead this production. And I don't think we said it before, but definitely probably do this as a miniseries. I was thinking like a miniseries, like a half an hour episodes each or something like that. Or maybe an hour, but maybe six episodes as a miniseries.
So you would break this up into episodes the same way that that the video game did.
Yeah, and I don't think I would try and want to expand it beyond what's already been made. Mm-hmm. You can just come up with like another season of it if you want to do Life is Strange 2 or Before the Storm or something like that, but I don't think it can be an ongoing series like 12 or 13 seasons. I'm just thinking one mini season and
yeah.
Then keep it at that, kind of like we did in our Philip K. Dick one. I don't want to expand the universe any more than what the game is.
Right.
Content has come out with, but you can always come back and create more stories like they're doing right now with the video game.
Right. Right. It looks like Life is Strange 2, since we're talking about this before we've actually played the game. Just insert that sound here. Boom, 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 boom. The game is focusing on pair of brothers who are on the run, so it's they're set in the same area. I mean, they start out in Seattle, but that doesn't appear to be much direct connection with Max and Chloe's stories.
Yeah.
So
you want to do Chloe next?
Yes,
Chloe Price.
She's hella funny.
Shaka bra.
We're playing this on hard mode because we can't just cast Ashley Birch as Chloe.
Right. Do you want to go first on this one?
Sure. My first choice for Chloe, Zazie Beetz.
Okay.
What
has she been in?
She played Domino in Deadpool 2.
Okay, yes.
She's definitely the punk rock type.
Yep.
She could do that. She could do Chloe very well. She could definitely be super sarcastic and kind of self-destructive, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe Chloe.
Chloe has problems with authority and doesn't get along with speeding freight trains or...
bullets or drug deals or
drug dealers, guns.
Yeah, the normal stuff, teenage stuff.
Right. As a tragic past. So yeah, that was actually my first thought was Zazie Beetz.
Okay.
My second choice, again, might be a little old to play Chloe, but Chloe's kind of, you know, wise beyond her years because of her situation. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, no, she's Jennifer Lawrence is about my age. I think
Jennifer Lawrence.
If you can make whatever Adam Driver look like a teenager, you can make almost anyone look like a high school senior.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence definitely has that kind of crazy manic energy. I'm thinking of her in what was the movie she did with Bradley Cooper? Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah,
yeah, where she's kind of that manic, you know.
Non-stop crazy
chaotic energy kind
bad
of person.
Stuff keeps
yeah.
happening to her. Yeah, definitely.
That's seems very Chloe like to me. So
okay,
what about you? What did you have
for Chloe? I picked Zendaya.
Okay, yeah,
from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yep.
I think she kind of already plays Chloe in Spider-Man Homecoming a little bit. A little bit on the nerdier side, but I know
she's
Zendaya
got a kind of a lower energy in Spider-Man Homecoming, but
yeah, she can. I know she can ramp that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just kind of like to see her as Chloe. My other choice is Brianna Hildebrand. She was Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Oh,
in Deadpool. Yeah.
We're pulling from the Deadpool 2 pool.
Yep,
that's. Yeah, too many pools.
Yeah, it's hella good.
Dead 2, Pool 2. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yes. I didn't recognize the name, but as soon as you said Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yep.
That was awesome.
So, yeah, I think either of those two actresses can...
Or would... NTW as Cyclops.
Deadpool?
Colossus calls her.
Right. But I think either of those two actresses can definitely play Chloe to the dime.
Yes. Yeah. Very good choices.
Yep. So who's next?
And then there's Frank.
Frank, yep, the drug dealer.
Yes. I like Frank.
And his dog, Pompadour.
Pompadour. Who apparently Frank rescued from a dog fighting ring in Arcadia Bay.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit going down in Arcadia Bay.
That's true. That's true.
So who did... You want me to go first or you want to do it?
You do, because I started with Chloe. Okay. So we'll take turns.
Again, pulling from Spider-Man Homecoming. Mm-hmm. And I, just as a little note, I haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming in probably about 9 months.
Okay.
But I picked Donald Glover.
yes, but we like Donald Glover in everything.
Yep.
So that's, yeah...
I think he would play a really good Frank.
And that would be so good.
Yeah. I think he would just be spot on. And then the other one, I just can't get... He's almost like my headcanon Frank if we were to actually really get this production going. Mm-hmm. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad.
Oh, my... Yes.
He can play a little bit older version of himself.
You nailed it.
And I think... Yeah, he would definitely be Frank.
He would totally be Frank.
Yeah. That's who I can like see as Frank. Either of those two actors.
Those
would be
are
Frank.
My fucking beans. yes. The drug dealer with the heart of gold. Sort of.
The heart of silver?
Silver. Silver's good.
Platinum.
No, because platinum tarnishes, or doesn't tarnish.
Oh, okay.
Silver tarnishes. That's what I was thinking.
Who'd you pick?
My first choice, and this might be another obvious choice, James Franco.
Oh, yeah.
he's pretty
Express.
Much Frank in real life.
Yeah.
Right?
You just see him from Pineapple Express.
Right. I mean, for all I know... James Franco may actually live in a motorhome at the beach.
With a dog. Selling
with a
drugs
dog.
To kids in high school.
Mm-hmm. Selling drugs to all the kids in high school. Mm-hmm. He sold everything, too. It wasn't just pot. It was... He had a list.
He did.
James Franco. And then Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Is my second choice.
That would definitely...
He's a little more laid back, but I think he could still pull off the menace that Frank has.
Yeah, it would definitely be a different kind of menace. Just having seen Owen Wilson's other films, he doesn't really ever play that bad guy. I think that would be actually really frightening to see him.
To actually pull off that part of the
I think he could character. Do it, but it would it'd be really frightening to see him do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
What about you, Frank? No, you did.
I already
Frank.
Did Frank, yeah.
Next up is Rachel Amber on my list.
Yeah.
Is that who you have next?
That's who I have. She's not really in this game, but I think if we're going to make this into episodes, you have to cast Rachel Amber.
Yeah, because you could include material from...
Before the Storm.
Before the Storm, which was the prequel, where they delve into Chloe and Rachel Amber's relationship.
Yeah, so who I chose for Rachel Amber, Bella Thorne. She's came from the Disney universe and that Disney kid channel stuff that I don't know what's going on.
You've mentioned her before.
Yeah, she was in a movie called Midnight Sun most recently. She's also a singer. But yeah, I think she would probably play. She's really pretty. She definitely the thespian type. And I think she would nail Rachel Amber pretty well.
Real-time follow-up. Bella Thorne's Twitter handle is Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne.
Okay. Shout out to her. Right. And my other choice is Rose McCleaver.
Oh, MacGyver.
MacGyver.
MacGyver from...
iZombie.
Oh, I was thinking, okay. No, I was thinking of the lady from Game of Thrones that Jon Snow was with. Oh, yeah.
The lead from iZombie. I think she would definitely play Rachel Amber pretty well, and I would love to see her do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's kind of the wild child, but also the straight-A student.
Right. I miss that show. I should catch up on that show. My first choice for Rachel Amber, Lily James.
Okay.
From Baby Driver.
Yeah.
She's British, another British actress, but her American accent was flawless. and she wouldn't have that much to do in our production of Life is Strange, unless we used a lot of background material from Life is Strange 2.
Or it Before the Storm.
Right, Before the Storm. But I think she could do a good job. And then my other choice for the physical type is Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
I think I'm just
the one who I picked for Max. Yes. Yeah. She's the Irish actress who's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I like her. I have a celebrity crush on her.
Shout out to Saoirse Ronan. Okay.
Yeah. Who's next? Do we want to do Nathan next? He's next on my list.
We can do Nathan.
Okay. He's the one of the bad guys. He's a bully at the school.
Yes.
And just kind of a jerk.
Rich kid. His dad basically owns the town.
Yeah, and he flaunts his dad's power all the time. Because you know what? That's what you do when you're rich and your dad has money and beats you.
Mm-hmm.
So for that character, Nathan, I chose Tony Revolori. He was in Spider-Man Homecoming. Again, another Spider-Man Homecoming, but he was Flash.
Oh, okay.
The bully in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So yeah, I picked him as Nathan.
Thanks for the disclaimer on the fact that you haven't seen this movie in 9 months.
Yeah, but I think it was hard picking at least actors, a majority of actors who are about my age. It was definitely trying to find and cast them because us millennials don't have a lot of experience. So you kind of just got to give us a shot. And so I was just going down to see who was basically in my age group for this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think him from Spider-Man Homecoming and then Ty Sheridan. He was the lead in Ready Player One.
Oh, okay.
And
he would
physically match Nathan a lot, too.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
Yeah, so those are my choices. Who'd you pick?
My first choice, and I guess I need to insert a disclaimer here. I haven't seen Baby Driver in months, but Ansel Elgort.
Yes. Played Baby. Yeah.
He's much more charming in Baby Driver, but I could tell that he could do that kind of rich, entitled attitude. I mean, he's British, so he's used to the class system. He could just play on his experience there.
Yeah.
He did an American accent in that.
Yeah, it was really good.
He didn't actually talk a lot, now that I think about it. And then second choice always plays this kind of character, Jesse Plemons.
Okay.
He was in Breaking Bad as he was the blonde kid that worked with Walt when Aaron Paul's character was kind of on the outs with him. And okay. He's done that kind of role in other things. I'd have to look him up.
I think I know who you're talking about while you look him up.
I think he was on Friday Night Lights as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. It's been a while since I've seen Breaking Bad, but I think I know who you're talking about, and I hope our listeners know who you're talking about too, or they can look it up easier because they don't have to worry about recording.
Here, I'm showing that. Oh, yeah, a picture of him. Jesse Plemons.
Yes, him. I remember him now. Definitely. So, moving on to the next...
Mostly a TV actor.
Yeah, you want to move on to the next character?
Yes.
Kate Marsh. Want to do her?
Kate. Yes. Kate is the Christian girl.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets bullied a lot. You want to go first on this one?
Sure. My first choice for Kate is Zosia Mamet. She was on Girls.
Okay.
Brunette. I believe she's related to playwright David Mamet, but I'm not sure. She's more high energy on Girls than I think Kate is, but she has that kind of, I'm at a loss for words. Quiet intensity, I guess, that yeah. Kate has.
Yeah.
With just a hint of tragedy. And then my second choice is Kiernan Shipka, who's more of a physical type. She was on Mad Men as Don Draper's daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm.
She's that kind of pale, blonde-haired girl that could play the same physical type as Kate from the game.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So how about you?
I picked my first choice, Billy Lord, Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
And she was in the latest Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Yeah, she was in both of them.
Both of them?
She just had like a background part in...
But yeah. As one of the lieutenants or something. I know...
The Force Awakens.
Yeah. But yeah, I think she would... I would love to see her in more things.
Right.
I think she's a really great actress, and she can definitely play Kate, kind of the quiet type, but also kind of... in moments have that need for high energy. And yeah, I think she could definitely play that religious shy girl.
Yeah.
Who gets bullied.
At the private school.
Yeah. My other choice.
Bullying victim. Yeah, that's pretty much Kate. Bullying victim.
Other choice, Maisie Williams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, if you want, you know, Kate to go around stabbing everybody.
Well, she could always just put on a different face.
Literally put on another face.
Yep. Yeah, I think either of those actresses for Kate would definitely work out.
Mm-hmm.
And even your choices, too, are good. I think they're better than mine. Want to do Warren?
Did we skip? We've skipped Mr. Jefferson.
I was going to do the adults.
Do the adults last.
And, yeah, one, okay. No, one big group.
Yeah, Warren. Good old Warren.
Warren Graham. Warren, I cosplay as him, by the way.
permanently stuck in the friend zone, probably, in most playthroughs, I think, if you go by percentages.
Yeah, probably. And I cosplay as him. My friends and I Life is Strange. One of my friends is a dead ringer for Mr. Jefferson.
And that's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, he even wears like the purple gloves when he does the cosplay and has a hyperdynamic needle.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that.
Yeah, it's really good.
And check our Instagram for cosplay pics.
Yep. And yeah, when I grow my hair out, I look more like Warren than anything else.
Mm-hmm. So who did you have for Warren?
Well, again, another Spider-Man Homecoming name is going to come out. This time, it is Tom Holland.
Spoiler alert, Tom Holland was on my list, too.
Yeah.
There should be a sound effect when we both pick the same actor for the same role.
Yep, I think
we should have, like, so insert note to self, since I'm the one that edits these. Just look for a little sound as a stinger you can put in there for when we...
Yeah. Or just like drop the bass or something. Yeah, I think Tom Holland, he already kind of plays Warren's kind of the nerdy, geeky type.
Yes.
And again, Spider-Man is just kind of like, oh man, that's definitely if Spider-Man didn't have superpowers, he would definitely be Warren in high school. And,
I agree.
Yeah, so, and my other choice, who, I don't know, he kind of gets typecast this a little bit, Alex Wolff. He was most recently in Hereditary, didn't really play that same kind of character as I'm describing Warren as, but he was in Jumanji 2, Welcome to the Jungle, as the nerdy kid in the beginning.
And before they changed into
the actors who played them. So, and he was one of the main leads in that one. And, okay. You definitely write Warren with a little bit more confidence than either of those two actors have played in the past. Warren is a little bit more confident with himself and what he does. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I think either of those choices for me is definitely Warren. Who did you choose?
So, obviously, I picked Tom Holland. Tom Holland was my second choice. My first choice is actor Joe Keery, who plays Steve from Stranger Things. I don't think you've seen Stranger Things.
I have not seen Stranger Things yet.
Yeah, I've only seen the first season. But he's of the right age, he's the right physical type, and I think he could nail... He's who I would put up to cast as Warren...
Yeah.
Particularly playing off of either Emma Watson or Rooney Mara. I think it would be an interesting matchup.
I think it would be too. I would watch the shit out of that. It'd be hella good.
And so the last non-adult on my list would be Victoria.
Yep, that's what I have as well.
All right. Victoria is the mean girl.
Pretty much, yeah. I did not pick a mean girl from the movie with Lindsay Lohan, even though I think, dang, thinking back on it, I probably should have.
Oh, man. Did I? I know I have to...
But I chose for my first choice, who I think really, really captures the character really well and can definitely has a huge range in her acting ability, Emma Roberts. American Horror Story... been in a whole bunch of other things, but Emma Roberts usually plays that mean girl, and she was also in Scream Queens on Fox when that was airing.
Oh, you liked that show?
I only watched like most of the first season and then kind of stopped after a while, but yeah, Emma Roberts.
Oh, okay. I just looked her up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
She's definitely my top choices.
Yeah.
Is my probably top choice. Who I'll choose in final casting call. But Spring I also Queens, chose man. Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kick-ass.
Yeah, kick-ass. Yeah. She's been in other things, too, but I think I definitely can see either of those two actresses being able to personify Victoria from Life is Strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of sad how many actresses could play Victoria. There's a lot of good choices for that role. It turns out I did pick a mean girl, but unintentionally. I'm just looking her up after the fact. Oh yeah, she was in that movie. Amanda Seyfried.
Yep.
She might be a little old for that.
Well, again, if you can turn Adam Driver into looking like a 17-year-old kid, you can make almost anyone in that age bracket look really young.
Yeah, she's 32. That might be a little old.
Adam Driver's like 36 or 37.
True. But yeah.
But yeah.
I swear I did not pick her on purpose because she was in the movie Mean Girls. And then my second choice, Daisy Ridley.
Oh yeah.
Ray.
Ooh.
Ray is very, very charming and very approachable in the Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, but I just sense that meanness that's lurking underneath. She could have a lot of fun chewing the scenery as Victoria.
You think there might be a disturbance in the Force with her on that one?
Yeah, there's a dark side to Rey, and I think it would be fun to see that completely unleashed.
Yep. Perhaps awakened inside of her?
Awakened, perhaps. Yes. Through some kind of, you know, mental Skype calls. Oh, no, wait, that's in the Star Wars movies. Force time.
Force time.
Like FaceTime.
Like FaceTime with the whatever Kylo Ren and her with
right.
Magic fingers.
We're getting distracted.
Yes.
That leaves the adults.
Yeah,
Max. So. We're down to the adults.
Ooh.
Are you saving Mr. Jefferson for last, perhaps?
No. We can do him right now.
Okay.
For Mr. Jefferson, I'll start with the one.
I have an obvious choice and a non-obvious choice.
Yeah, same. I'm going to start with my not-so-obvious choice. Mm-hmm. Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, my. Yes.
Loki. I think he can definitely play the dark Mr. Jefferson, creepy, charming photographer.
Who... If you haven't played this game, again, stop listening. Go play the game. But for those of you who are still here... After the spoiler alert, Mr. Jefferson's definitely got a dark side.
Yeah, and I think, Loki, having Loki there and that actor, oh man, he would just scare the living shit out of you.
Yes.
It would be hella scary.
Oh yeah, hella.
But yeah, he'd be charming, like the girls in the school would fall in love with him and want to date him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's not someone you want to be friends with, really.
Right.
The other one, who is the more obvious choice, I chose Michael C. Hall from Dexter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely still the charming.
He's, very good.
And I think either of those actors would definitely play Mr. Jefferson really well.
To the T. Mm-hmm.
Or the J? Mr. Jefferson? J.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you have?
My obvious, it feels obvious to me, my obvious choice for Mr. Jefferson is, John Hamm.
Ooh.
You know, charming, dark haired, definitely has a dark side.
Yeah. Totally.
He was also in Baby Driver.
He was. That's kind of like the character I'm seeing him play as Mr. Jefferson.
Right. Less Don Draper, who is... motivated and but not necessarily evil.
Yeah.
My second choice, that one might be a more interesting casting choice, I think, is Oscar Isaac.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would definitely be able to have that dark side.
If you cast any of the four of our choices as a high school teacher, it would not take much for the audience to quickly understand that many of the women and many of the teenage high school students in this school would have a crush on Mr. Jefferson. and they shouldn't. They right. really, really shouldn't.
Yeah, he's like a world famous photographer, and you know he's super handsome. Famous, and he's coming down to you know give back his time to the community.
Yep.
In every single way. Because you got to get that shot.
Right. No always, matter. You always have to take the shot.
Exactly.
Did we mess up the line?
I don't know.
Can we do someone good next?
Yeah,
can
let's
we
do someone Joyce, good.
Max, Chloe's mom.
Or Chloe's dad. He's pretty good.
Mr. Price.
Yeah,
I don't even know Price. His real first name. I just William. Know him as Chloe's dad or Mr. Price.
William Price.
William, that's right. Yes, William.
Yeah. Let's do him next.
Okay.
So yeah, Chloe's dad, he dies in a tragic accident trying to pick up his wife from the grocery store after their car broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And it really sets off the chain. That is like the butterfly effect right there. You can draw it back to that point, especially in the game. That's when shit happens. That's when Chloe's everything, world is turned yes, upside down.
Falls apart.
So who I picked for William Price is none other than Chris Pratt. The lovable Chris Pratt.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Yes, that was one of my choices.
And then my other choice is Paul Rudd.
Oh, funny. Okay.
Yeah, because I think they both would play like that loving dad who
will do anything will do for anything their children.
And will, is actually one of the good guys.
Yes.
And actually wants to like, yeah, I want to be a dad. I'm going to be the best dad I can be. And then he disappears because that's how all the stories go.
Right. That's when everything happens.
Yeah, and I think even like his death would be like felt on screen with either of those actors, Chris Pratt or Paul Rudd.
Right.
Who did you choose?
So Chris Pratt was my second choice. My first choice, Terrence Howard.
Okay.
Especially if you're going to cast Zazie Beetz as Chloe, I think it would. It would make sense. Terrence Howard is that kind, gentle, the perfect dad that you would always want to have. I could see him playing that really well.
Definitely.
I'm just kind of sad thinking about it now. and then Chris Pratt, of course.
Okay.
Good old Chris Pratt.
Joyce Price?
Joyce Price. Joyce, the perfect mom.
Yep.
Who definitely does not deserve a daughter as rebellious as Chloe is.
Nope, does not. I don't think really anyone does.
Right.
We still love you, Chloe.
Did you? Oh, you went first last time. So my first choice, Patricia Arquette.
Okay.
I could see her playing that kind of, working in the diner on the beach, kind of down home, knows how to cook, scrambled eggs and bacon and world famous pancakes.
Yep.
And, putting up with her rebellious daughter. And also who might have a thing for dangerous men. and then my second choice, Angela Bassett.
Okay.
Also that kind of, I could see her in that role.
Yeah.
Trying to be supportive, but putting up with no shit.
Definitely.
How about you?
I chose Elizabeth Moss from Handmaid's Tale. And I think she would definitely be able to play that down-home mom who doesn't take any shit and will throw it right back at her daughter. Even if whoever you put, even on my choices, Zendaya or Brianna Hildenbrand. Yeah, wouldn't take any shit and just keep throwing it back at her. Other choice, Taylor Schilling from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think she could definitely play that down-home mom who wouldn't take a lot of crap, but still be lovable.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't really like that character on that show. She's like the least interesting character on that show to me.
Yeah, I've only seen the first season of it.
On Orange is the New Black, but I'm specifically saying it's the character and not the actress. That I'm sure the actress is.
Yeah. Want to do step douche?
Yeah, we have to do step douche.
Okay. I chose for Dave Madison, Chloe's stepdad, and
literally he's in my notes as step douche.
Yeah,
I forgot to write down his actual name.
Step douche.
Yeah.
Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel?
Duhamel? Yeah. He was in the TV show Las Vegas. He's been in a bunch of other romantic comedy movies, Nicholas Sparks adaptation movies.
Wasn't he on Once?
He might have been. I know he was on Las Vegas, that old TV show on TNT or something. I can't remember what it was on. But yeah, he can definitely play that hardcore stepdad who doesn't take any shit, but also kind of has a heart of gold and is trying to do the right thing.
Yes.
The other one who I'm more excited about, Rodrigo Santoro from Westworld.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's good. No, that's really good. You wouldn't have to do much to convince the audience that Joyce was had the hots for him. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be good.
Who did you choose?
And he would definitely rub Chloe the wrong way. That's great. Those are good choices. I picked Paul Rudd.
Okay.
as the more darker, you know, destructive side, but still really trying to reach out to Chloe. And then in the same vein, my second choice was Ben Stiller.
Okay.
Ben Stiller could definitely play that kind of long-suffering, seething. He's just got that seething anger under the surface.
Yeah.
PTSD from being a soldier in the war.
Yeah.
I think that leaves
the last one is
Mr. Wells.
The principal. Do this one real quick. I picked Andre Brower.
Okay.
From Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. And he was on
Fringe, right? No.
No, Andre Brower was on The Wire.
The Wire, yeah.
The Wire.
But yeah, I think he would just play Principal Wells pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Even as like, if you just took the character from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that's kind of what Principal Wells is like, ish.
Mr. Wells has gray areas to his morality. He's not very cut and dried, good or bad.
My last pick for that is Donald Faison. Turk from Scrubs.
Okay. Perfect. That would be really good.
Yeah.
That would be a funnier choice.
It would be.
That would be a funnier choice.
But I think
choice.
You could definitely do it more serious and funny.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you pick?
Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Forrest Whitaker is a physical match for the character in the game. And he's kind of got that, you know, petty authority too that he can play. And my second choice is Randall Park.
Okay.
Who played the FBI agent in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That's right.
you know what I'm talking. I just watched Max's face light up. That was good. Listeners, I wish you could have seen that. That was good. When the light bulb went off over Max's head. Yeah, Randall Park could also do that petty authority, but he would definitely put a comedy spin on it. He's really good as the FBI guy who's trying to keep Ant-Man under his thumb, so to speak.
Yeah.
But also just there's this the small part of him that just wants to be liked.
Yeah. Well, ready to do a final casting call?
Yes.
Okay, let's do Max.
Hello, Max.
Wowzer. I'm going to go with Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, it's a good choice. I'm going to stick with Rooney Mara.
Okay. Chloe?
I really want to see Zazie Beetz.
She would do really well on that. I think I'm going to go with Brianna Hildebrand.
Okay.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yeah. Yeah. That would, yeah, that would be fun. Rachel Amber.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Rose McClaver for my zombie.
That's a good choice. Lily James. Do we skip Frank?
Let's do Frank. I just got to go with Aaron Paul.
Oh, okay. James Franco. I think James Franco's better than Owen Wilson for that part.
Yeah, I think so too. Nathan?
Ansel Elgort.
I'm going to go with Tony Revolori.
Okay.
From Spider-Man Homecoming, New Flash.
Kate? How about Kate?
I'm going to go with Billie Lord, Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Kiernan Shipka.
Warren?
I mean, we both picked Tom Holland.
Maybe Tom Holland just wins it on that one.
We're just offering.
We want to hear from you. If you have a better choice for Warren Graham from Life is Strange, let us know.
Yeah, that's a good choice. We'll have a write-in. Write in and tell us who you think should be playing Warren.
Or email us at something@uncasting.com.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, I'm going to go with Evan Roberts.
Daisy Ridley.
Yeah, that's good.
I feel a little embarrassed by my Amanda Seyfried choice.
You shouldn't. But,
Daisy Ridley.
Mr. Jefferson.
Oscar Isaac.
That's a good choice. I'm going to go with Tom Hiddleston.
Hiddleston. Yeah.
Hiddleston, Loki.
Yeah. That would be a great get. Absolutely. We're out of order.
William Price.
Chloe's good dad.
Good dad.
How about you? Are you going to?
I'm going to pick Chris Pratt.
I knew it. Snaked me on that. I'm going with Terrence Howard.
Okay. I think that's a good choice, too.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, who would you want to play as the woman William Price married?
Angela Bassett.
I think I'm going to go with Elizabeth Moss.
Okay.
And then the step douche.
Ben Stiller.
Rodrigo Santoro.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of want to apologize to Ben Stiller for that, but okay. Because that's a good choice. That leaves...
Principal Wells.
Randall Park.
Andre Brower.
Yeah.
Even though I do like Turk from Scrubs, and I think he would do just as good of a job, but I think Andre Brower would work really well, too.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So, yeah, let us know what you think. You can slide into our DMs, or you can comment on our posts, or write us an email at something@uncasting.com.
Right.
And let us know your choices. Where can the lovelies find you, Brian?
I am at Lunar Obverse on Twitter and Instagram. I have my website, of course, at bamoon.com, which doesn't get updated nearly as often as I'd like it to. How about you, Max? Where on the internet do you hang out?
Well, I hang out mostly on the Instagram. I don't have a Sinstagram, unlike some of the lit young individuals of this generation.
you were just trying to work in the word lit.
Yep. I hang out on Instagram a lot. It's at Max Brum, my name. And you can find me on Twitter as the same thing as at Max Brum, MaxBrumm.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find Brian and I posting on our Instagram, Uncasting Pod. And that's both on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch, Uncasting Podcast. We are still working on the streaming part, but it will be up soon.
Right.
Our longstanding tradition, if you give us a rating of 5 stars, we will read it on a special episode, verbatim.
Right. You can say mean things about us as long as you give us 5 stars.
Right. And so, yeah, if you can, like us, share us with your friends. Every little bit helps, and hope you enjoyed this episode. Do you have any parting farewells? You want to try and redo this? I can try and turn back time. I am Max, after all.
Oh, man. These choices have consequences.
Thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you. Boop.